James Clapper, the director of National Intelligence, first announced the Intelligence Community Information Technology Enterprise, or ISITE, a year ago at the annual GEOINT Symposium. Today, speaking at the same conference, he told attendees that the shared IT infrastructure will reach initial operating capability in March of 2013.
The plan is centered on cloud computing and cloud storage, and attendant security enhancements bound up somewhat in the bumper sticker slogan, tag the data, tag the people. And if we execute this right, we'll save a lot of money. But maybe even more importantly, the IC will be able to take intelligence integration to the next level. So as we transition from individual agency-centric IT and what I would charitably call a confederation to an enterprise model that shares resources and data. Now, this is something, as all of you know, we've talked about for years, but just never had the incentive to actually do it. Now we do have that incentive, big time. And so now we must do it.
There are several milestones planned along the way, but by 2018, Clapper says the entire intelligence community will have moved to the new architecture.
We progressed from concept to design to development, and importantly, we built our budgets around this integrated architecture, so we're putting our programmatic money where our mouths are. Therefore, as Dave Petraeus would say, and it's crucial that he did, quote, we're all in.
The CIA and the NSA will be in charge of building a secure cloud computing architecture for the entire IC. Meanwhile, the Defense Intelligence Agency and the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency will work together to build an IC-wide common desktop. Clapper says it's likely to resemble the desktop computing environment NGA built for its recently opened campus in Springfield, Virginia. Letitia Long is NGA's director. She says testing has already started on the new desktop environment. NGA and DIA plan to have 2,000 users plugged in by March. The goal by March of 2014 is 60,000 users.
And so this enables our analysts, it enables all of us, to log on from any computer, anywhere in the community, and get to your data and your apps. So you got that data smart enabled, you can get to it. You can find it. No more tunneling through networks, no more trying to find a computer that belongs to your own agency wherever you're working. So key to us. Key also, of course, is the work that CIA and NSA are doing on the secure cloud to give us that common infrastructure. Because when we have that, it will enable us to be able to rapidly scale our exploitation and processing capabilities and be able to take advantage of all that is out there. We don't all have to be building it ourselves.
There are challenges involved in sharing IT resources between agencies, though, Long says. For one, agencies and their vendors are accustomed to what she calls point-to-point contracting relationships.
A contract between an individual agency and an industry partner. As DIA and NGA are working this common desktop environment, we have multiple contracts with our vendors, and as we try to put them together, we realize there are different terms, some better than others. So working through that, it's a challenge. I think it's workable.
Another unanswered question is how the agencies will handle software licensing agreements in a technology environment that's built around interoperable data using open standards and modular apps.
What's the compensation model when you talk about 10,000 20,000, 30,000, 60,000 users. When an app goes viral and you have a license for 10,000, do you cut people off? Is it for 10,000 users or 10,000 concurrent users? Do I have to buy an unlimited license? That is unaffordable in today's environment. I'd say it's probably unaffordable in an era of increasing resources. We're certainly not increasing. So we need to work with our industry partners to figure out how we come up with a compensation model that works for both of us.
Some of those talks are already happening, Long says. In the target IT environment, the agency envisions 75% of the apps it uses being created by industry. She says NGA just held its first industry day for applications, where the agency proposed a new compensation model she says is based on commercial business practices.
We would want developers creating apps speculatively. And then you are compensated based on the rating and the usage. We've incorporated a rating schema, business analytics, into our app store, so we are ready to do that. Had very good conversations, and we are hopeful that we will be able to implement such a compensation model. Another challenge there, of course, is training. Training our users, training our own analysts, although with the younger generations coming up, it's natural. As long as we build them, such that they are intuitive to use, it may be less of a training challenge than we anticipate.
Long says one of the benefits of the common IT architecture is that other agencies will be able to take a self-service approach to accessing NGA's raw data. To lay the groundwork for that, the agency is aggressively meta-tagging its new and existing data so that it's easy to find. And she says NGA has cleared out duplicate versions of imagery and other content so that there's now one authoritative source for each piece of data. She says once the data is ready to be incorporated into a service-oriented architecture and accessible across the entire intelligence community, users will be able to serve themselves rather than asking NGA for help.
You can access our content, you can tailor it, you can do with it what you need to do. What I ask in return is when you do access it and make enhancements or build a product or add to it, that you share that back with us. That will enable us to learn, that will enable us to provide better service in the future, and in return, we will host it and serve it back out to the entire community. I will tell you, exposing our content to tens of thousands of users, we don't know what will happen. It will be things that are unthought of by NGA today, probably unthought of by folks here. We've seen that happen.
Long says NGA also wants to host geospatial data that's being generated by other agencies. First, though, the data needs to conform to a common standard. NGA has the legal authority to create those standards, and Long says the agency has written and published them, but it hasn't done a good job of enforcing their use by other agencies until recently. It's just completed a review of the Air Force's compliance with the standards. A similar review is underway in the Army. The CIA is next in line.
And the feedback we got from Air Force was, thanks. We found programs we didn't know we had. We found folks who were working on the same thing and they didn't know each other. And oh, by the way, we found a few things that we weren't in compliance with. I mean, to me, that's the best feedback that we can get. And as I said, we took the approach, here's what we want you to look at. You review yourself and come back and give us the feedback. And as we've completed the first one, the rest of the community is saying, well, we need to be a part of that too. And you know, General James and I said, well, of course, why not? Why wouldn't we share what we learned as we did the Air Force review with everyone else? And so we will be doing that as we march through the future ones.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.